Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Okay, so yeah, we were talking about Brooks Marks. You want to get some of his gear?
Yeah, I've looked into that. I don't know.
Like the tracksuit?
It's so ridiculous. Yeah, like the tracksuit. Oh, like I was God, like, I want to get one of those. I mean, I look into most of the things and debate them.
Do you go on Bravo.com and ever look at their stuff?
I have, yeah.
You know what I really want that I wanted to get during Christmas, but like it was already sold out?
Let me guess. I know.
Tell
me. Shotsky.
No.
Shotsky.
No. No. It was like one of those ugly Christmas sweaters of like Fun Time Gal with Heather Gay. I really like the colors, but there was also one that I think was a Lisa Barlow one. I think it might have been the Away in the Manger thing or something.
Oh my God. I would have wanted that one.
Yeah. But they were all sold out.
Wait, I wish Mario joined us because he actually like sings that song sometimes. But it's
the way like Lisa sings it.
Yes, when he's singing it, I know he's singing the Lisa Barlow version.
I just love that Mario is watching all of the good things. Is he? Are you guys keeping up with Jersey? Because I know y'all are Jerseyers.
Yes, we're keeping up with Jersey. Yes. So he's on point with Jersey at least.
Thoughts on Danielle?
Yeah. I'm not into really like either. There's only two. There's two basically new girls.
Yeah, there's Rachel and Danielle, but then you have Jennifer Fessler, who's really good friends with Margaret.
Who's the one? Definitely not this one then. Yeah, she's the one that's not friends with Margaret. They're kind of beefing. I like consider her like fake, like Jersey Blake Lively.
See, they were, and I think Jackie was saying the something blonde. Like she's another one of Snooki. See, I love her.
I mean, she's the Staten Island girl.
I love me some Danielle. She's like so good. I love her. Rachel is, but the one thing I can't wait to see is whenever Margaret says to her, "You're like a really sophisticated Tim Burton character."
Well, I know you love Margaret.
I love Margaret.
Yes, you love a trout mouth.
I love the trout. Yes, and you said something about the trout. Tell me about, you said it was the trout mouth month?
It wasn't very good. It was dumb. No, like yesterday I saw on the local news, because I like watch the local news, I guess, too, apparently. You know, like everybody that probably listens to this podcast, right? We're all watching the local news. They announced it was the start of trout season yesterday in Pittsburgh. So. Mm.
Trout mouth
season.
Where is Danielle Staub whenever we need her? I wonder what she's doing. She was a gem.
I don't know.
Too.
You could probably get her on here. Like she's probably doing nothing.
I wonder if she would come on. She would tell me all the things about Margaret. You know what though? Jennifer Aiden, she's a good old blessing to the show too. I mean, my God. She's really coming into her own right now.
Well, I saw, did you see any clips on social media of, like, people saying that her and Bill should be on the next season of The White Lotus? Because of, like, basically their antics at that pool party.
Really?
Where they were, like, so drunk and, like, smoking cigars. Like,
would you want Bill Aiden to perform a surgery on you ever since watching the show?
I don't think so. I would definitely not be while they're filming. Like, no.
I'd rather get Heather DeBro's husband.
I don't know.
Or Adrian Maloof.
That's actually like a really good topic.
Question.
Like, like Andy should have that on Watch What Happens Live. Like,
who
almost
would you
like
want your plastic surgery from?
Yeah.
Because there's only three, right?
Rough.
Are there any others?
Well, I mean, unless you want to throw, I can't remember his name, but Denise Richards' husband, the fake doctor.
The fake doctor. She was filming too. Did you hear that?
Oh, wow. I did hear. Yeah, that's
God.
That'll be interesting. And, I mean, Tamara's back on.
I'm not a Tamara fan. Unpopular.
I mean, I'm not
opinion.
A fan either, but she'll make the show interesting. That's for sure.
Andy says that this season of OC is up there. Like, it's supposed to be really, really good.
Okay, I believe
it. Well, I also hear, too, that I think Gina got demoted or something as a friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which, I mean, if she did really, that's not a big deal to me. I wouldn't say that she brought a lot to the table as far as like drama. You know, she's no Vicky or Tamra or even Bronwyn. No. And I did not like Bronwyn.
Oh, my God. Vicky, I love Vicky.
Would you want Kelly Dodd back on the show?
Yeah, maybe. I love like all of like
she stirred
honestly,
up shit.
Any of those people.
Yes.
Like actually, because yeah, I don't know if I told you. Yeah, I watched a lot on maternity leave. I watched a lot of like and when I was pregnant, we watched Orange County
from the beginning.
Summer House. Yeah, I mean, you know me, beginning to end. Mm. Like once I'm in, I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've caught up. And Vicky is a real gem.
She's a trip.
Yeah,
she
I'm
whoops
really
it
glad
up.
I did that.
She is a whooper yeah. upper. Now, with Summer House, because that is also currently yes. playing, thoughts on the current season? And I will dish out my opinions.
So, well, I'll start here. I love Carl, obviously. You know.
Fella Yinza.
That's our guy.
That's right.
Exactly. Love him.
Yes.
I hate to hate on Lindsay, but I don't like her at all. I really don't like her.
Okay, why?
I don't like her for him. Oh, she is just, she's so immature. Like, she is so,
yeah, compared to what Carl is, he's done, like, a complete flip, you know?
Yeah, she's just the worst. I really don't like her.
Okay.
And I do think she has a lot to do with his conflict with Kyle. Mm. Not that Kyle is, like, an easy person to get along with, but like that's kind of what you're getting into, and
right,
like, whether or not like it was a balanced friendship, it was something that Carl agreed to and they were good, he was good with until Lindsay really got super involved. So
yeah, but I feel like Kyle, whenever he was like, oh, our friendship's weird, you know, because ever since he's been with Lindsay. But to me, it's like, dude, you're married to a man. Like, why can't this guy have a significant other? Like, I think you're basically saying that he doesn't spend time with you because he's always with her. That's his girlfriend. Just like you have a wife.
Yeah.
This makes no sense. How come you can have a partner, but you don't want him to have one? That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's because it's Lindsay. Like, Kyle is Kyle, you know.
Yes, he is.
I'm not Kyle. Right. But if I was friends with Carl, I would not probably want him to be with Lindsay. So I think if he was with someone else, it would make it a lot easier for all of them to hang out, which is weird because they all have hung out.
Hater. You're like majority of everyone else. I disagree, believe it or not. I think they are, I don't know. I feel like they're going to work out. I really do.
Statistically and on paper, probably. But, like, I don't think he's going to be happy. Like, did you see the way they were fighting?
Yeah, when he's like, I'm not coming at you. You'll know when I'm coming at you. That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was like an activate, don't activate me thing. I don't know. I just feel like they have so much history. Right?
Yeah.
They've known each other for so long. They literally do know each other.
That's true.
So well, right? And I mean, let's just be real. Amanda and Kyle have had the most like toxic relationship that you'd ever see Summer House. And yet they're married. However, too, I feel like he changed after he got married. He seems a bit more mature. Now that he's married.
I was going to say geriatric. I mean, he's like,
maybe that too. Did you see him on the Traitors?
Soon. Like,
yeah, really.
I did. I watched Traitors. Yeah.
I loved it. He was really good on the Traitors.
He was. Honestly, that show, I am not a big Below Deck person. Obviously, I've watched and like I know who Kate is.
Yeah. Oh my God,
I love her. Kate really is who she is.
I love her.
Like that show.
I want to be friends with her.
I don't think this would be your in, but did you know that there's someone that was a charter guest that lives in Swickley?
No.
Yeah, and it was actually like the worst charter guest like they ever had. Like it was
was it the one that jumped off the boat and then Captain Lee's like, your thing just ended?
No, but that I saw that. It was the one that like.
Was it with Lee or Sandy?
I think it was with Lee. I think, and she got like really, really drunk. And yeah, like it was like a medical
and they had to
emergency.
Like carry her. They were like on an island or whatever on a beach, and then they had
it
to carry
bad.
Her, and she's like, whoa. She was in a white bathing suit that I recall from the top of my mind right now.
Yeah, I heard she lives in town. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she was before or after. I mean, she is now, so yeah, after. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. That's probably not.
I'm not gonna lie though. I've fallen off. I've fallen off below deck as well. I've been really into it, but now Lee's completely done anyway. So I don't know. And then Kate's
That's
been off
matters.
Of it for a while, and like all the OGs are basically, you know, they moved on and they're doing other things with their lives.
Yeah, so. And I mean Kate's. I didn't know this until recently. She's pregnant.
She's preggers. Yeah, she's due pretty soon. I think she's due in May.
Yeah.
I want to know who her partner is. Because I remember back in the day, she was like dipping in the girl pond.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious who it is, too. I mean, I think I read an article that said she just plans on like being a single mom. But yeah, I was shocked. Like, I was like, oh, she's pregnant. And then I was like, oh, she's very pregnant. Like, she's having this baby soon. Like, where have I been? But yeah.
I love
her. But back to Summer House.
Yeah.
Because you were saying how how Kyle is like more mature now, or like, you know, from where he's been.
For him, you know.
For him, yeah.
Not for life, but yeah, for him.
I heard this on saw it on social media, and then it did come up on Watch What Happens Live that I think Dumois posted that someone from Summer House like cheated on their significant other. I think it was like they had done it before, or like and they're married. I mean, they're like, it was obviously like a Kyle Amanda situation that they were suggesting,
right?
And they even asked her about it on Watch What Happens Live. Did you see that?
And she probably was like, you know,
yeah.
She cries
a lot.
Kyle
was in the audience. Yeah, they were. Her response was, I don't recall hers, but I know that like they basically were like, oh, it seems really convenient to bring this up now, which I was like, that's very.
Oh,
like
my
you
God.
Didn't. It's like, well, you didn't exactly. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie though. I feel like Summer House is boring this season. Like
it
I'm
is.
Over it.
It is.
I don't care about like Kyle and Amanda's marriage. Like, good for you. You're doing your thing. You know, the two or what is it? Three new people. I don't know their names because I don't care enough. Sierra's there doing her thing. Like, she's always in a bathing suit. Good for you. But then they're always in bed too with Maya. You know, when Paige is in town, they're like in the bed, like eating pizza. Like, I'm bored with it. Right?
They have been laying in bed for like at least 3 years.
That's
like,
literally
Grandpa
what
Joe.
They do. Like, that's their like thing. That's their thing. And I want, like, did you watch this past Winter House?
I think I did. I'm trying to remember.
With Jason and Rachel, and I think they were in Vail. Weren't they in Vail?
Yeah.
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 Thoughts on that?
I mean, I think even Winter House is like, with Craig. I mean, I think even Winter House is kind of the same things happening.
Oh my God. I like, just thought of this. Because you watch, you watch Southern Charm?
Yeah. I'm like, I really amped up with.
Did you hear what happened?
Well, wait, is there something like recent? Or are you talking about like with Shep?
Austin
and
Taylor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did hear that.
Oh my God.
Are you surprised though?
No, but I can't wait because I know that Craig's going to throw him under the bus. And it's the craziest thing. Austin and Craig are best friends, but they always throw each other under the bus, and they always call each other losers when they're mad at each other. That guy is such a loser. He was cheating on you the whole... I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Honestly, Bravo guys fighting is like the best, except for Jersey. It's actually like a little bit intense. But like, do you remember like the fact that like they call one another losers and that's like their fight?
I know.
Really takes me back to like that moment where was it Luke and Kyle that were in a fight?
Yeah, and Luke was like, I don't like you. That was Luke and Kyle. Yeah.
And they like ran off. Like, I don't like you.
And then you have Joey Gorga that's like, what did he say? He said, he put your father in a grave or something. That's what he said because he was talking to Teresa about it. But did you see the recent episode whenever Louis was like, you know, sometimes at night, I put on your father's pajamas just so they can feel close.
Yeah, that is he took so it too weird. Far. He took it too far. Like, he should have just, like, he just should have said how much, like,
Joe,
I love
your uncomfortable.
Nieces. Like, yeah, you don't need to say that you wear, like, his dad's PJs. Like, rest in peace. Like,
yes, it was so odd. I mean, granted, the guy's kind of an oddball, but I kind of like him. I think the perfect answer for this family, like, honestly.
He is, but, like, he's definitely in over his head. Like, we need, what was that doctor that they worked with? Do you remember they worked with that doctor? Yeah, way back, Jersey, when they went to that retreat.
I don't remember
and she was
that.
Like, she was, like an Italian Jersey girl, too. Like, it was really good. It was
that.
It was the one where Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice got into like a physical altercation, and then
I feel like that was every other episode.
But it was the one where like his hair spray, his like to cover his bald spots,
oh
like got
God.
All over everyone.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
It was that episode.
Oh my God!
They went to like a therapy retreat. Like
old Jersey,
it didn't
is
go well.
So
obviously.
Classic. It is so classic. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if other seasons or other franchises can, like, match.
They can't. It's so good.
Pretty amazing. Are you – oh, okay. Thailand. Have you watched a
yes.
little?
Yes. Yes.
What
yes,
are your
I
thoughts?
Have.
First of all, I have never watched Miami. Actually, I have. I tried to give it a
Same.
Chance. I wasn't really into it. But now, because we have Miss mm-hmm. Marisol and Alexia, I think her name is Alexia, I'm a little curious.
Same.
I'm
yeah,
a bit curious.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've tried to watch, couldn't really get into it.
Yeah.
But now watching Thailand, like, I think I'll give it another go. I think Pepsi is the best.
Yes,
like,
he is. He's adorable.
Like, he needs to be... They need to bring him in to at least, like, be behind the bar at Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, my God,
like,
for sure.
For, like, maybe for, like, a month, honestly.
Yes.
Like, we
yes.
need him around, like, not just one episode.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
Love him. I feel like, unofficially, like, Giselle and Portia are kind of, like, hosts or, like, MCs.
Yeah,
like,
it's
they
annoying
have, like,
me,
some...
to be frank.
Really?
Yes.
Thank God. Like,
really?
I feel like they're doing a good job. Like, between them and Pepsi, like, this is all working out. But I really want to know, like, what they were pushing for with, like,
Heather,
like
who gave you
did
the
Jen
eye?
Punch you? Yeah,
she still won't say it.
She won't. And like, I thought it was interesting that she ate that scorpion. I think they were scorpions.
Yes,
what were they?
They were.
Yeah. And like, I was thinking, like, she should have just said, "I can't answer the question. I don't know." And they
that
called
means
that out
she
immediately.
She knows. She basically
yeah.
told us. I don't know, though.
And,
do you
and
think
then Whitney said, I do. I mean, how does that happen?
I know. I don't know. I mean.
And then she tried to say it was like a cabinet that she kept like.
How do you run into
on?
A cabinet like that and you get scratch marks on your arms and your back? What is that?
Yeah, like you got into a fight with. Like, I could relate. Like, I've had a boop here and there on a cabinet.
Yeah.
But.
But like, she looked like she got sucker punched. Let's just be real.
Heather. She should have just said, I don't know, instead of like coming up with like different theories. Like mm-hmm. it's less and less believable the more and more she talks about it. So,
yeah. Do you like how the cast is like, how it was cast basically, how the ladies were chosen?
I do. Yeah. I feel like there's going to be.
Who are your faves? Why do I feel like you're going to say Portia and Giselle? Yeah. But like who you said basically Portia and Giselle are like the hosts, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Portia is my favorite for sure.
Really?
I'll say that.
We yeah. definitely have different tastes yeah. for sure, because Portia.
Who's your favorite?
Okay, as far as like who's bringing it for me here yeah. in this cast, listen, I love Giselle. I really do. However, she's kind of doing a Dorinda for me on this girls trip. So like I love Dorinda too, but like Dorinda on the girls trip pissed me off. And then I was like, I don't really like you right now.
Oh,
like
she
I kind of
bad.
Yeah.
I can't
I'm
believe
feeling
that
she way.
Knew she was on pause, basically.
Yeah, really.
And then she
Seriously.
Behaved that way. Like
right.
it's like you're
crazy.
What are you doing?
So I kind of yeah. feel this way with Giselle. I'm really disappointed. I'm like, Giselle, I'm kind of not liking you right now. And I'm upset about it because you're like my green-eyed bitch, you know? But I do yeah. have to say, the people that I'm really enjoying, and I can't believe I'm gonna say this because she is not one of my favorites. On Potomac, Candace oh. is bringing yeah. some shit for me, and so okay. is Miss Leah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, I actually like, okay, I like Candace, which is going to sound like a little bit like that's a lot. But so I don't accept
she
everything.
Is a lot. And she's so,
there's a lot she does
she's
wrong.
She's so great.
For sure.
She's great for she the just, show.
Her problem is that she just, she's honestly like, too good at being mean. Like she just takes it so far that
she uses that damn tissue on the corner of her eye so much
that
too.
So see, you're not into Portia, but Portia really was like,
I know that was funny.
That was,
that
good.
Was funny. I do have to
that
give her that,
good.
But I do feel yeah. like she's way. Portia's just. Ugh, I can't.
Yeah. Well, wait. Wasn't Portia married to Cordell Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you kind of, ipso facto.
There's, like, some Pittsburgh like, ties there.
Yeah. I don't
I mean,
know.
I don't know. I just can't. Portia. I don't hate her. I just don't want to. I don't.
Yeah.
She's exhausting.
But, no, I'm into Candace. I mean, outside of the season and in this. I thought it, I was shocked what she shared about Chris before the
I know.
Trip.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And it seemed, like, genuine and real because yeah. like she why would she bring that up like mm-hmm. she like so I was like oh ooh, that sounds pretty bad so I mean I guess we'll find out more about that and then I don't know I think that Leah's just desperate like
desperate for just, what
like I
like
think
a check
just, yeah I mean I get it like New York's like what's gonna happen like that's where she lives like what else
right.
is she gonna do
right.
But she just needs to, I feel like she just needs to let it happen, like, organically versus, like, trying to pick
yeah.
fights that are just kind of, like, weak.
But
so.
I do feel like she, like, just doesn't give a shit, and that's why I like her so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, whenever she, like, went to Pepsi and was like, why'd you give me that room?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I probably would be someone that would do that. But she, like, did it jokingly.
Would you really? Would you be like,
yeah, I would be like, Pepsi, now why did you give me the worst room, man? Come on.
She did get the worst room. Like, Candace was like, this is a closet. Oh, God. Too
yeah.
good.
I think Heather and Whitney are in over their heads with these gals. I can tell that they're intimidated
yeah.
by them.
Well, okay, what about Heather reading everyone's book, like, before bed?
Yeah, that
like,
was kind of funny.
And telling them.
Extra.
Don't
extra.
Tell. Like, that's awkward that you're doing that, but then you tell them that you're reading their book. Like, just don't tell them.
You know, in my mind, whenever Whitney, she made a phone call to Lisa Barlow to talk about Heather, clearly.
Yes.
In my mind, I'm like, because I'm not a huge Lisa fan either.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
that's fine.
In my mind, I'm like, because Lisa Barlow likes to be the center of everything, clearly, I wouldn't be surprised if she told Whitney, hey, call me when you're filming so I can be a part of the show too, because maybe in the future they're going to ask me. That's what I feel. Could I be wrong? Absolutely.
I haven't thought of that, but I think you could be onto something. I think that like they're trying to be all cool, like
right.
Heather and Whitney on camera, but I think that there's still something there, which I think I don't know. Was it Portia that said like there's something there still? Like
yes.
it wasn't just yeah.
Yes.
Like, she was like it couldn't have just been this.
Right.
Yeah. So I think there's probably still something there. And especially well, I guess in the last episode it ended with Whitney sharing those three things that, like, right, she didn't share in, like, Ate the Scorpion or whatever.
Right, 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 right.
And those were big.
They were. They were. Oh, my God. I'm a little disappointed that they didn't ask one of the gals from Dubai to be on it.
Oh, wow. Who would you have picked?
Oh, my God. Ion. Duh.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That's what I was thinking, too.
She is. Yeah. Listen, she is my number one. Her and Bethany Frankel are my favorite housewives of all time.
Wow.
And how, this is a huge thing, okay? Chanel Ion, she just came onto the scene and she made such an impression on me. Those are the two bitches that I want to be like in life.
That's,
and I know
a, that's
so many people, so many people that I've spoken to, they're like, oh my God, Chanel Ion, she's so extra. I can't. She's so annoying. And I'm like, I can. She's,
yeah.
Oh, I love
mean, that's
her.
Big. I like love for you her. To be, I mean, Bethany is like OG.
Yes.
And for you to be like, these are my two, like, that's huge.
Ion
have
is
you
iconic.
Had any, have you had any that housewives that you were like a major fan of that you dropped? Like that you're like, not anymore.
Erica.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with you there.
Erica,
yeah.
Let me see. Trying to think. Well, I think that's all that I can. Yeah, I think that's it. Because I'm trying to think of other franchises. And I'm still pretty cool with all of them.
Yeah.
So Erica, I think.
Yeah, mine's Ramona. But Ramona was like my favorite for years.
I was debating Ramona for a little bit. I was. But
so do you
I'm
still
not,
like
she's
her?
Still a gem.
Or have you dropped? Okay, you still she's still
because she's
for
so
you.
Freaking crazy. Listen, I know that she does some messed up shit, and I know it's
yes.
controversial and all that kind of stuff. I get it, and it's wrong with most of the things that she does for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the things that she did on camera was hilarious and crazy,
oh
and
my
she
God.
Looked like a complete fool. And
yeah,
I enjoyed watching it. Same thing yeah. with Kelly Dodd, though. Like, she did some controversial shit all the time. A lot of it was, like, not cool or whatever. But guess what? People were talking about it. People were watching the shows. And even
yeah.
though they're like, oh, I want to cancel her. I want to cancel her. That's fine. But you're still watching them. So they
yeah.
had to have done something for you to keep. You need to have someone polarizing like that. I think,
yeah,
to
I'm
make it
you.
Successful.
I'm with you.
And that's what Jennifer Aiden is doing with Margaret.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. I think Jennifer Aiden is good on the show because she will always be going after Margaret. Margaret is always going to be the one that is getting attacked from Teresa. Teresa is old news. Oh, my God. I could be fine with her off the show, but I could be fine with
really?
Melissa off the show, too. Yeah, because I'm sick of Teresa being, you're not sticking up for family. I thought family wins. And I'm like, bitch, no, you don't do anything. I don't, like, no, I can't. It's the same shit every single season with her.
You're right. You're
and,
right.
like, but, like, Jersey is Teresa. Let's
That's
just be real.
That's kind of how, yeah.
There would be no Jersey if there wasn't a Teresa, so.
Yeah, I'm
but
with you.
But my favorite Jersey gal, Dolores Catania.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, I also put her up there with Teresa.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, she's, you know, Teresa is Jersey. Like,
who would
Dolores
you be scared
is,
of
like,
getting in a fight with?
Like, current season or all seasons?
Like, life season of the
Jersey Danielle
cast.
Staub, obviously.
Okay, oh, then of this season, then.
Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, let me change my...
She's so crazy.
Like, yeah, she is.
This season...
And she's so little, though, too.
Yeah, she's just, you can't, she's crazy. She's too crazy.
She is crazy.
Like, too crazy.
Yeah. Mine's Dolores. I feel like when she said that
right.
stripper comment, like, that's a stripper move or something to, like, bust someone up, I was just like, I don't think I want to mess with her. Like,
yeah, I mean, her husband's Frank, so, like, or not husband.
Her ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
See,
wait,
you want
Frank,
them back together, too,
I mean,
just
I,
like me.
I do. Well, wait, can we talk about Frank's teeth? Did you?
Sure.
Did you see he had his teeth, like, he got, like, veneers?
No. Do they look
oh my
bad?
God. No, they look good, but like, it's not Frank. You know?
I love me like, some Frankie Catania. He's like one of the only Bravo celebrities that follow me on my Instagram.
Wait, Frank Catania follows you?
Yeah.
Oh my
Another
God.
Another person that follows me, Jason from Winterhouse. I don't know why that happened.
Oh,
but
wow.
Then I tried to talk to his ass. I sent him a DM and he never responded. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? You suck. But, you know, whatever. It is what
Wait,
it is.
Wait, the fact
he probably doesn't suck. He's probably really nice.
Frank Catania follows you.
Like, he's the first Bravo celebrity that ever followed me. I only have three people. I have Frankie Catania. I have Jason from Winterhouse, and then I have Anisha from Family Karma.
Okay, that's big.
I know. That's I was big. So excited.
Congratulations.
Thank I'm you. I felt really you. Important. I felt really important.
That's a big deal. Wait, but you're saying so senior, like Frank Catania.
Yeah,
senior,
Frankie.
Not...
Frank Catania. Senior.
Okay. Wow.
I call Frank Catania Senior Frankie.
Okay.
Because I know that she calls her boy. Yes. I almost said little boy. He's like 20 something.
I know. He's still, you know, he went to prom with Gia.
Exactly. They're still children.
Like, they're still kids.
Yes. Yes.
But that's really great. Like, if I picked one Bravo celebrity that I would actually want to follow me, I think it would be him. Like, yeah. I love him.
I was so ecstatic. I even said, I was like, oh my God, Frank, I think you guys are great. I love the show. Thank you for entertaining me. And thanks for the follow. And then he hearted it.
What?
Yeah.
Kimmy.
So he read it. He read it. I was so excited.
Wow. Maybe if he, does he have like Pittsburgh roots or is he just like a fan? I don't.
Maybe he listens to the show. Shout out to you, Frank Catania. Love you,
yeah.
honey. Yes,
yeah.
yes. I think, honestly, I think I hashtagged him and he probably was curious.
Yeah.
So that's probably
Maybe,
why.
Like, you know, congrats on the new smile.
Congrats on the dental work. You know, you didn't have a botched up nose job like Rachel.
Oh, God.
And Jennifer, when you're trying to compare each other's nose jobs.
Poor Jennifer. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so great.
So good.
Thank you so much for coming on, Sarah. And you will definitely come back again. And Yin's guys, come back next time. And we'll have another fun time. So Yin's guys, have a good one. And check Yin's guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.